In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Come over by prayer. So sometimes we cannot go over, we cannot reach the people because of the distant places, because we cannot, because of our weaknesses. At that time, we still have something to do. We can pray. So by coming over, we can use the power of prayer. And this power of prayer can cover people far away. So we all, when we serve, covered by the prayers of the saints, of our families, of our church, of our fathers of confession. So they are covering us while preaching, while serving. And at a time we cannot reach people, we still can pray for them. So the first question, when do we pray only? When only we cannot do anything but prayer. First of all, when we are unable to cross over. Some areas, as Bisu was telling us about North Korea, we cannot get into. We cannot go to this country because of the politics, because of the dangers, because we are not ready, we are not up to this level of missionary work, because the missionary work actually are levels. Some of the areas are very tough. And those who are going there, they are on the level of martyrs because they are going to die. So we are not up to this, but still, we can pray. So we need to pray when it comes to areas untouchable. We cannot touch them. Or we can only pray when it comes to the helpless level. Sometimes you stand against the problems helpless. You have nothing to do. You cannot move the mountain. You stuck. At that time, passing over or crossing over, it's only by prayer. There is nothing to be done but prayer. Also, when you see the sea in front of you and the enemy behind you, exactly what happened with Moses. Moses stands before the Red Sea and the Pharaohs were behind him and he had no way to go. And he was responsible of 600,000 men with their families. So the responsibility was great and the danger was greater. But he just prayed. So Moses, and the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me?" Look to this. Moses spent this night crying because he had nothing to do but crying. Crying to me. It's not kind of crying like weeping. No. It's crying out to God. So the Lord came in the early morning telling him, "Why do you cry to me? It's not a big deal. I can assure you, you will pass it over. Tell the children of Israel to go forward." Go forward where? In the sea. Go swimming. No, go forward walking. And it was the miracle. So it's the crying out to God can solve many problems, can overcome the impossible. What does the prayer do? Many things, many great miraculous things can be done by the prayer only. First of all, the prayer is behind any kind of change of the others. You cannot move hearts. Many hearts are like the mountains. So you cannot move the mountain. But with prayer and faith, you can move mountains. The heart of Saul, St. Paul, was like a mountain. But with the power of prayer of Stephen or others in the church in the early days, his heart was moved. So, first of all, believe in the power of prayer to change people. You may find somebody in a real change, but you did not say anything valuable. Yes, but you prayed. Also, with the power of prayer, you know, you yourself will get wisdom. You will be much wiser with prayer. Sometimes you do not know what to do, or you do not know what to say. This is kind of the wisdom coming from above, and there is no way but prayer to get this wisdom from above. And you need it badly during your mission. Also, prayer will open the closed doors. Many doors are closed, like the impossible things. These impossible or closed doors are opened easily by the power of prayer. Prayer can solve big problems. Some problems are really big. It's kind of political problems, relational problems, sinful problems, complicated problems, but all problems can be solved miraculously with the power of prayer. Another gift by prayer, with the prayer, your faith will be stronger, and so your peace. We need to believe more, to trust God more, and we cannot get this strong faith without prayer. But with the power of prayer, we are stronger in faith and also in peace. So you will feel peace although things are getting complicated. Remember the three men walking inside the fire. They were praying, so their faith was great, and their peace was there, as if they were having nice time. Also, prayer may send an angel. This angel could be seen or could not be seen. But with the power of prayer, God is sending his angels. Sometimes the angel is like a man. He stands in your way to take you the right way and to help you overcome many problems. And you can look at him as if saying, are you a real man or an angel? He's a real man, but you believe he is not a man. This one for me was an angel, because he came on the right time to solve problems I cannot solve. So by prayer, God is giving us many angels to guard us, to help us, to guide us. It happened once when the Lord was walking on the waves, and Saint Peter was drowning in his boat. And Saint Peter was angry at God. He was furious. He was not happy with the Lord. Why you stand away? Why you just walking on the waves as if you are enjoying your time and we are drowning in water? Can't you see how much we are suffering? But no way. Christ was not responding to this kind of complaining until Saint Peter said it. He said what? Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Command me to come on the water. With this request, the answer was very simple. Just one single word. It was what? Come. Just come. And the meaning of come was very simple. He put his leg out of the boat. I think all the apostles were gone mad at him. What are you doing, madman? And he then moved his other leg out of the boat, and then he stand on the water, and he started to move forward to catch the Lord. He was not focusing on the waves. He couldn't see the wind. his mind was absent, thank God, for some time, and this is our problem, that our mind is not absent, so we cannot get out of the boat. And in the minute his mind was alert again, he started to drown, to fall in the water. And that's happening when it happened, you know, all of you, that Christ caught him and took him back in the boat, and he told him, you have little faith. You should go on absent-minded, but focus on me. You were walking on the waves with the simple commandment, come. It's that easy? Yes, that easy. We were dying. No, no way. You cannot die. I'm with you. Just come. So the meaning is, move forward. Don't think much. With thinking much, this means that you do not pray much. We need to pray much and stop thinking for a while. Take a step out of your comfort zone, out of your family, out of your friends, out of the people you know. Just take your legs out to enjoy better life, different life, miraculous life, happier life, eternal life. Go on, don't stop. If St. Peter went all the way, he would, you know, hold the hand of Christ and they will start having good time walking on the waves. It was like having picnic inside the sea. In all cases, do not stop praying. Our problem that we stop praying and start thinking. Usually with this, we fail. We fall down. Do not stop looking at him, staring at him. He is the one who can carry you, because he is carrying the whole sea. He is carrying the whole universe. So you are not heavy. You are nothing in his program. Finally, when he entered the boat, the sea calmed down, but Peter walked on the sea. I mean, why, Lord, you did not respond earlier? Why you did not respond to the waves so it might calm down? Why you left me in this anxiety? I had few hours crying out, shouting, weeping, scared, but for this minute, to enjoy walking on the sea. So we need to experience the power of prayer. To pray is to stop your mind and just focus on God, forget everything, except even to die. Because St. Peter was like taking a suicidal step, but it was the perfect step he took. And he enjoyed it more than any minute in his life, I think. Again, there is another meaning of prayer. When St. Paul said, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear one another's burden. Sometimes we cannot carry your problem, but I can carry your problem in my prayer. I cannot share your life on the same level you are suffering, but I can suffer with you in my cell, in my room while praying. So with praying, you are bearing others' burdens. And this is one of the great meaning of prayer. You can pray for these people living out there in the jungle, having hard time with death daily. You can pray for the atheist, for the agnostics, for the prison, for many people living away. And that's why we call it toil of praying. Toil means pain or stress or labor, tab. So when you pray, you shouldn't be comfortable. Prayer is kind of sharing the cross. You know, one of the meaning that our Lord died on the cross in the position of prayer. This is written by Saint Athanasius. He drew this picture at the high priest praying till the last minute. He was praying for the whole world. So while praying, you are crucifying yourself with the Lord, dying with Him. So the toil of praying means you give more time, you give more effort, you give your soul, you pray from inside, you feel the burdens of the people. You know how much people are suffering, are crying at this minute. So by praying, you can touch all the pains all over the world. You concentrate by the mind on prayer, and you persist. You are consistent with prayer. You are struggling to continue. Although your body is weak, although your mind is distracted, although you feel tired, although you are very busy, but you need to give more time and effort in prayer. Again, with the idea of prayer, to come over problems to help others, do not rush any decision. This is a common mistake for me and for many, that sometimes in the service, we just think and take decision. Please wait a minute, this is not your work, it's His work. Why didn't you go and ask Him what to do? So we still need to pray instantly. I mean all time, because taking decisions all time in the service, need to pray all the time. Also, don't rush the action. Sometimes you used to do this and that. Wait a minute, just ask Him what to do. So we need to stick to this kind of prayer. God, what do you want me to do? Even if this is a repeated situation and you had done it many times, but still He might change His opinion. So please ask again, what do you want me to do? I will end with the prayer life of Saint David, of Prophet David. David was a man of prayer. And when he stopped prayer for some time, he fell down from above. And he had done big mistakes. But when he went back to the prayer life, he was perfect again. It happened in the book of Samuel, the second book. The Philistines also went and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired, look to the word, inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the Philistine? Definitely you shall. These are your enemies, and you are the king, and they are coming on your land. Sorry, it's kind of a silly question, but he have to ask. Shall I go? Yes, go. Will you deliver them into my hand? So another question, will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver them to your hand. So David went to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there, and he said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me. Look, the word before me. He could see the Lord moving before him because he prayed good. He inquired, shall I go? Yes. Will you deliver them into my hand? Yes, doubtlessly. And he went to the enemy, and he could see Christ moving before him like a breakthrough of water. He felt like God is coming as a flood. It happened again. Therefore he called the name of that place whatever. And they left their image there. And David and his men carried them away. Then the Philistine went up once again and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Therefore David inquired of the Lord. Come on, David. It's the same situation, and definitely he will tell you, go. But I need to ask. I don't know what to do. I'm a child. I have an absent-minded. I cannot think. He is the one to tell me what to do again and again. David inquired of the Lord, and he said, you shall not go up. Actually, the answer was different. Don't go. Don't go the direct way. Circle around. God now is making the plans of the war. God is enjoying sharing us in the details. But sometimes we do not believe in this. We believe that He is much bigger than this. No, He is happy sharing us even the details. So He told David, no, this time let's circle around behind them and come upon them in front of the mulberry trees. And it shall be when you hear, look to this, this is very strange. When you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall advance quickly. So they will play together. God will march over the trees and make a sound, a thunder, so the enemies will be frightened. And at that time, you, David, and your regaltek start in. So God, He will share even in the war. He will come walking on the trees with a sound to make it easy for Him. For that, then the Lord will go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines. And David did so. This is his new life. David is always saying, Hadr. Okay? Whatever you say. Whatever you say. And the Lord commanded him, and he drove back the Philistine from Geba as far as Gedar. So he succeeded again and again and again because he kept inquiring, Lord, what do you want me to do? So again, we can come over many problems, many impossibilities, just by prayer. And when we enjoy prayer, when we know how to pray, now we have the keys of everything. We can change the whole world with the key of prayer. But still, we do not know how to use this key enough. We need to spend more time praying. We need to walk on the waves. We need to focus on His face. We need to move out of the boat, to move our legs out of our comfort zone. We need to have faith that it's a really beautiful life living with God alone, forgetting everything around. Glory to God. Amen.